He's the kind of joker that makes everybody laugh. She's a hard worker who cares about the graph. Friends the kind of people checking who dates who. Loving Instagram, seeing what the influencers do. Joker tells new stories directly on their behalf. New bombs every day, making everybody laugh. Princess in her makeup, checking on her looks. Cares more about her work, though, always reading books. The princess is nervous, thinks about the joker. What if he might say something to provoke her? Doesn't make jokes about her, but what if he did? What if everyone laughs at her like a little kid? What if it says something she doesn't understand? Don't you laugh along with him because he's the big man? Do her friends laugh at her just because she's smarter? Not a fault, her grades are good when she works harder. The princess doesn't think much of this funny friend. Sure that he'll embarrass her so much in the end. Wants to ask what's funny but too afraid to. Eyes panic at each punchline, not knowing what to do. Not sure of the answer, someone help me please. Only wants to study, just wants a good degree. He wants to tease the princess, gives up every time. Doesn't make fun of the girl he thinks is so fine. She tells her friends he's not so funny though. Nothing like the comedians you see on TV shows. Her friends nod their heads, always agree politely. They don't disagree with the princess, not even slightly. The stupid things he says, them girls will believe. He convinced Becky old meat turns good in deep freeze. He made Jenny think you only use wooden spoons once. What happens when he learns the princess is also a dunce? So she sees Sophie to ask her friend's advice. What do you think about Joker? I think he's not so nice. I think you're right, you don't need even to explain. Sometimes you use that voice and it's such a pain. Didn't hear it myself, but he joked about Jews and blacks. Heard he made them too, yes, so believe that. And Jenny said he made jokes about the poor. The university definitely doesn't allow that anymore. The princess adds up Joker keeping paranoia. She needs to eliminate the Joker before he can destroy her. She decides she won't let anyone say things so mean, so she makes up her mind to go and see the dean. Dean, it's so terrible, I can't even begin to say. Joker can say anything and simply get his way. Such offensive things, terrible to hear or understand. Offend us so deeply, it's completely out of hand. The dean brought the case to committee and it was conclusive. No evidence to bring, but no one needed to produce it. It was clear the Joker was a walking landmine. Whatever he had said, it could never get out online. After her meeting, the princess returned to the group, dressed up better than ever, and all alone she stood. Suddenly the Joker came, the princess was looking great. Maybe this Valentine's, we can go out on a date. The princess doesn't say anything, just stands and blinks. Stunned into silence, Jess can't begin to think. Before he gets a reply, suddenly she walks away. She's just nervous, he thinks, she doesn't feel okay. Judgment came swiftly, news came the next week. When he came to see the group, no one heard him speak. The Joker's time was up, packed up to send on his way. But before he departed, he had got some things to say. Someone had screwed him, now he needed to know. Who was it that had ruined his whole life in one go? Family thinks he's a racist, hate mail comes every day. Whoever it was that did it, he was gonna make them pay. So he went to the person he felt sure that would know. One person in the group that might tell him so. To find out about who it was that had done him wrong. Sophie always knew everything that was going on. I think you know who it was, Sophie, so tell me. Tell me who it was that threw me out of university. We're not gonna believe this, the whole thing's a mess. But somehow it's come out and everyone knows it was Jess. I don't mean Jess the princess, there can be no way. We were talking to each other only yesterday. So it's not possible, I can't believe what you say. I've just bought her flowers for Valentine's Day.